Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear what's wrong with you. Like, you're weird because you've never done some... You've never done blank.
Okay.
Like, I never... I think it's weird that I've never smoked pot, but I don't think it's that weird. Because now there's just a lot. I mean, growing up here, being a rock star, but I've just never. Like, it's the thing that everyone's done that you've never done. Everyone's smoked pot at this point. I mean, there's 14-year-olds.
Especially you're like, from Colorado.
Like, yes, that's the key. Yeah. I think other parts of the country, definitely not, but in Colorado. Yeah.
But I mean, at a certain point.
Colorado.
But smoking pot became like having your first beer. More people have had a joint than had a beer. At this point.
Yeah, I bet it's less common, no, more common for people to not have smoked a cigarette, where it used to be the inverse.
Yeah, totally.
And I've never smoked a cigarette.
You
ever.
Haven't?
Never, ever. I can't. It's
You I strike can't. Me, I don't want to be weird, but like, if you've ever seen TX original headshots.
Okay.
Your boy band headshots.
Yes.
Like you wanted
lightning.
To look tough.
Yeah.
Like you got the leather jacket. So you just seem like the guy who would smoke and hate it, like be like gagging, but just want to be sick. You want to have the one, like lean against a brick wall with one leg up and have a cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah.
Because you think it makes you look as cool as that jacket you thought made you look cool.
The jacket was too new. That was, the leather jacket's got to be broken in a little
pristine.
More.
Thank you for noticing that. You got to be drugged behind something in that jacket.
I should have cut the tags off of it.
Can we put that up on something so people can bask in the glory and maybe have AI insert a cigarette in your mouth?
Okay. I've had to do like in plays where I don't smoke it, but you have a cigarette on stage. And
it's not lit, though.
No, it's not lit. And even just that is torture. Just
having
it in
your
mouth. Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of what else I've never done. Like, I've never failed at anything I've tried. I've never... Okay, marriage.
Yep, there it is.
Erin had that look. She was coming off the turnbuckle like, really, relationship boy? What have you never done?
I had one, but I just forgot it.
Never been good at radio?
Yeah. What was it? I literally just had it. I don't remember.
Like, I will say this. Up until we just talked about this off the air, but, and my kids were destined to be this until I basically put a gun to their head and made them do this. They had never ridden a bike. My kids were like, we never want to learn.
Why?
I have a nephew who's never learned to drive.
Why?
And he's 30. He's 30
what?
Something.
Well, that's kind of, well, that is older, but he's in Brazil, no?
No.
Oh.
This is an American person who just was like, there's a bus right there.
Is he?
And then he moved to. No, he's.
Yeah, I get it. There's a convenience of like if I don't
just
need
like,
it.
Don't have the desire.
But why? Yeah. Why wouldn't you just want to have it just to?
Just
you know, have
I
it
got
in case,
my driver's
you know?
License.
Or even just as an ID. Like, what does he use for an ID?
You still get an ID. Colorado or whatever issues it. I got my driver's license the day after I turned 16.
Mine was my birthday, 16th birthday.
Well, why do you think it was the day after for me? My birthday was on the weekend, or I went on the day of my birthday and failed the test and had to come back the next day.
Oh, really?
So you have failed multiple things.
I had to go back the second day. I didn't get it on the day of my birthday. All right, so if there's something that you feel like everybody on the planet has done, but you haven't, we call this I Never. 303-222-5423. You can call or text that.
I remembered. I've never dyed my hair, and I've always wanted to. But I can't.
Oh.
Take everything I said about TIAC and do the exact thing. Like, I would have assumed you also sought approval and sought coolness like him with his leg against the wall with a cigarette. I would have thought you would have been in that phase, like Cyndi Lauper, shaved on one side, 14 different colors in your hair. Like, you strike me not as like being a follower, but just like you're an individualist.
Yeah, and would like have you're expressed brave enough yourself to try it.
Through
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, my mom would kill me.
because your hair is such a, like, there are so many people.
The amount of times I've gone into a salon and the salon, I don't know what they're called.
The colorist.
Artists, yeah. yeah. Or they come up to me and they say, people pay so much for that color. It's like, well.
And it never, it doesn't turn out that color.
It's
like,
difficult.
They try to get that color and it's like, what color are you going
like,
for? Because
oh,
that's orange.
Okay, I'll just keep it.
Because real red hair like yours is just a color. Like, I've seen people get like red.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, no, that's like a Corvette. Like, that's not red. And then if they try to go for you, my aunt used to do that. And it's like, that's like pumpkin. It's it's too brash. Like, to get genuine, I wouldn't, what color is your hair?
I don't know. I call it orange. I think it's more orange than red.
For sure. But it's just like what like a real copper. Redhead looks like.
What color have you considered dyeing it?
I've always wanted to be like Hot Donna and go blonde.
Oh.
I know, but I'm too pale for
you're
it.
Pale.
I
was just gonna say in photos with any light at all, it's like
I do like Erin. It's brave because she's like I get tattoos, I get holes, I get piercings everywhere. But my mom would kill me if I dyed my hair.
It's such a weird.
I gotta draw the line somewhere.
We gotta be prepared to beat up TAC right now because this person has never had a cavity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is that like?
That upsets me.
And the amount of junk food you shove in your head, not from lack of trying.
No. I do more than my fair share.
There is a gene, there is a bacteria or something.
He has like a strong enamel and like,
yeah. He's a milk drinker.
That too.
Yeah, I did drink a lot of milk growing up. Yeah, but never had one.
All right.
Never, ever. I've never seen a Star Wars movie either.
Okay.
That's the other one that you don't like about me.
Have you seen the Harry Potter movies?
No, I have not. I've read the first four books.
But you've never watched any of the movies?
No, because I was into it when it was just the books, and I was like the perfect age, and by the time the movies came out, I had moved on. And I just...
But you didn't want to go back and see what it would look like come to life?
You didn't want to know what happened? You didn't need closure?
No, the fourth
I
book
never
was,
read the books, and I... Like,
Goblet
I
of Fire was way
right
too
now.
Long. It took up a whole summer. I'm like, that's... I get it.
That's like...
They're like
the
flying
best
around
line.
And stuff, you know?
Oh my God.
The wand seems to be a big deal. 303-222-5423.
If you're a Potter fan, you just text TAC whatever you want to say about that. That is asinine, bro.
I just moved on. I was like, oh, there's women.
I moved
there's
on
girls,
Star Wars,
you know?
But I still, if they bring another one...
I think
this
is going to help me get girls at that point in my life when the movies came out. Okay. Although...
It would have.
Yep.
It probably would have, yeah. Right, more than the leather jacket.
If everyone has done something but you haven't, we call it I Never. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing I Never, the things that are kind of commonplace, but you've just never done.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any angry texts about TX's stupid cavity-free mouth?
No.
I want more texts about that. 303-222-5423. It's unfair.
You see, you just got to brush twice a day.
That's not
really
what it is.
No.
He eats cosmic brownies.
You guys would floss, maybe.
He eats concrete or whatever they have at Culver's or whatever.
A concrete mixer.
Yeah, that.
Leave like Culver's out of this.
I do kiss the concrete every time I go there, though. So you're right.
You are the poster child for bad teeth.
I treat
your
like
teeth
the
are
brickyard
perfect.
Race. Yeah. Sorry, I don't, yeah. It doesn't seem like I'm missing out
you
on much.
You don't seem sorry.
Yeah, you're not sorry. Because when I'm in there getting drilled by the dentist, and then he has to work on my teeth.
I knew that was going to happen, and it's still.
So did I. D.
Yai.
I never. What have you never done?
Never ordered a delivery at home pizza.
Really?
What?
Why? Do you not smoke pot?
No, I'm okay with pizza, but I've just never had a need to, you know, what? Either pick them up or, you know, on my way home or something. I've just never ordered out. And had
so you've never had a pizza dude standing on your doorstep ever?
No, never.
I don't know why. I find that the most fascinating of almost anything in the world. Because I grew up not with a lot of money. We got pizza delivered.
Yeah, that's a special occasion.
But it's
or something. Yeah,
everyone
you would
do does
it.
That.
Yeah.
I do it like almost every night just in case. You know?
It's your backup.
Yeah. I don't want the driver to get rusty. I want him to know this
you
is
know
still-
the route, right? Okay, but so you do still order Domino's or like whatever, but you just don't.
You pick it up.
Inconvenience them. I will say, at once, like in COVID and stuff, delivery got harder, so I started picking it up.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, hey, it's an hour and 42 minutes, or you can be here in 13 seconds. And I'm like, well, I'll just come there then, I guess.
I'm already down there.
Right.
So
I mean, they
there.
Did make delivery time ridiculous. Like, even now, like on a Friday, if you try to order a pizza, they're like, well, we can get it to you on Tuesday. I'm like, okay, I'll just come. I'll get it to you. That's a weird one, D. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
For, Matt.
Hey, Yai.
Yai. Never, ever have you ever what?
So I'm 35 years old. 34. I'm turning 35 this year.
You don't
and
keep
I have
a good calendar.
Never, I know, right? And I have never been to a strip club.
When's your birthday?
June 28th.
Boys, we've got plans on June 28th.
We do not. Aaron, you've only been once.
I know. But
I have
had
a pizza
fun.
Coming that day, actually.
We can get it delivered to Shotguns.
Right.
All right. Hey, Frankie Bones.
Yeah.
We're coming to your establishment.
Have you never had the opportunity? Like, have your friends have gone?
No. I've been invited. I just never felt the need or never wanted to, I guess.
I don't think you get to, like, talk about it.
He's been.
Why?
He's been, but he just had buddies from other states all converge on Denver for a bachelor party. I hooked him up with Frankie Bones, and then I get a text, yeah, man, we're just not going to go. I'm like, yeah, it's still a bachelor party. Yeah, they brought Mario Kart.
Yeah, they were being more low-key. I don't know.
Low-key would go to a strip club.
I wasn't deciding the activities. Otherwise, it would have been a lot of pizza.
All right, Matt, we got to get you to a club, man. Zach.
Yeah.
Never, ever have you ever. What have you never done?
Hey, you know, I'm 34 years old, and I've never been out of the state of Colorado. And I get crap for it all the time, you know?
Have you been interested?
Yeah, you know, like, I almost went to college in Wyoming up in Laramie, but never been out of the state. I don't know. And
have you driven?
Thing,
like,
right?
You haven't even gone over to get fireworks in Wyoming?
That's so funny. I almost did that last year, and my family totally...
And you got to the border and bailed out of the car, like, shoulder rolled? That's weird.
It's weird. I get crap for it all the time. And my mom, she always likes to say, hey, well, I was in Nebraska one time when I was pregnant with you. And
doesn't
that's
count.
Like,
no.
Mm. Especially Nebraska.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
In defense of Colorado, it's better to be here, right? Like, this is the place people are trying to get to.
Yeah, but you should still explore.
Right. You know, like, well, you can go to Iowa.
No, but you can go to, like... Vegas, like he can...
I've been this every time we do a trip, we go to Durango, we go to Vail, we go to Steamboat. I've been around, but it's just
the Colorado Tourism Board probably wants to talk to he's like the Jared of Subway without the pedophilia. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like the spokesman for Colorado.
Can't stress that part enough.
I haven't worked it out.
Without
<He's> like,
that part. Yeah,
you know. We're so sorry, Zach.
What just... I'm saying that they could put him on all the posters. It's like, Colorado's so good, this dude never left.
Yeah, like that.
And we don't have to find out later.
You didn't need to bring in the Subway stuff.
No, but didn't Jared just do the diet himself? Like,
he did it, but he also walked to Subway every day.
Oh.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Was there a school on the way or something?
Stop it.
It's not funny. Steve?
Yai.
Yai. Oh, boy. What have you never done?
I think I'm pretty sure I'm the only person in the world who's never seen Titanic.
Up until about 3 years ago, I was you.
Really?
Oh, really?
My daughter finally made me watch it.
Oh, I have seen parts of it.
The draw me like one of your French girls part? Yeah.
The good parts?
Well, I'm going to tell you, buddy, the ship sinks, so.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.